Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Certainly, the entire world is on the president's side when it comes to the fact that Iran cannot obtain a nuclear weapon. This is something that pretty much all of humanity, except for the Iranian terrorist regime themselves, agree upon. And so the president expects that Europe will deliver that message directly to the Iranians.
All right, time to get to Jim Carafano, please.
You know, I was born in the South. South Bronx.
All right, Jim, happy Friday. You heard Caroline Leavitt there talking about the fact that everybody in the world understands what the president is facing here, preventing Iran from getting a nuclear weapon.
Yeah, you know, I think everybody's obsessing about the decision of, you know, will the U.S. bomb or not, and they're actually not stopping and listening to the president. Is doing what he's always doing. He's, I'm putting America's interest first. The interest is Iran having a nuclear weapon is not in the interest of the United States. That's what he cares about. So he's looking at two things. One is, look, Iranians want to come to the table and make the deal because you can't unkill people, right? Once you blow stuff up, you can't undo that. So if the Iranians want this all to stop and make a deal to do nuclearize, great. The other variable is what are the Israelis doing? I mean, the Israelis are being incredibly successful, and they will probably continue to do that, and the U.S. will monitor that. So if the Israelis essentially have denuclearized Iran, you know, physically, then there's no need for U.S. intervention.
Right.
I don't know why the people are worried about extending this. Actually, I think the brilliance of what I love about the Trump strategy is by just saying we might intervene, that puts so much enormous additional pressure on the Iranians. You cannot actually imagine. So Trump just saying that is worth three aircraft carriers sailing through the Red Sea.
Yeah, it's true. A lot of people are really, there's a lot of hand-wringing about this on the right. And I'm listening to, I think, Charlie Kirk recently, Tucker Carlson, MTG. They're all worried about this so much. And you know, I'm thinking to myself, it at some point, a leader has to make these decisions. And if it ends up that we have to drop a bomb, that's not the same as sending troops in, although we all know there's no substitute for feet on the ground.
So I have two things, and I actually think they're both positive. One is, the thing I love about the modern conservative movement, and I love about President Trump's leadership, is this is not the left. The left is, there's an orthodoxy. Everybody must believe exactly the same thing. Otherwise, you know, you should be arrested like a J6 guy and sent to prison. The right is, look, a big, unruly pirate ship who don't agree on everything. But that is our strength. So the fact that there are serious leaders in the party who disagree on foreign policy, that doesn't actually bother me at all. That's how you make foreign policy. You can't say policies about American interests and then not have a vigorous expectation of, okay, president, I don't have a problem with that.
Jim, I think the
Ayatollah... In the end, they're all going to accept president leadership.
I think the Ayatollah Khomeini is blocking part of your phone signal this morning because you keep cutting in and out on me.
How's this?
Yeah, you're still still breaking up a little bit. Let me play a piece of sound for you from Rahm Emanuel yesterday and get your reaction to this interesting historical perspective from a liberal Democrat. Listen.
Now, I'm haunted by two things. Not haunted, but I have a flashing yellow light. In 1994, same room, Situation Room, mm-hmm. Bill Clinton was getting very, basically his security team bombed North Korea. Carter, President Carter, having gone there, messed it up and messed up that opportunity. And now you have a nuclear North Korea.
Yeah. How about that? Rahm Emanuel admitting that Clinton missed an opportunity to do the same thing with North Korea, and everybody regrets it all these years later.
Well, I actually, I think Trump's in the driver's seat right now because what's already been achieved has so significantly weakened and pushed this regime back that I don't think we're in the same situation as Clinton. I mean, the Israelis have already kind of reset the entire region. And so the president's it's about how do we leverage that for maximum advantage to the United States. This is not the crisis moment like Pearl Harbor or something. I think you're just wrong on this one.
Interesting. Yeah, I just thought it was interesting for Emanuel, of all people, who I think is a potential presidential candidate for the left, to be basically out there defending the possibility of Donald Trump making a strike here.
Well, it's not the strategy, it's the politics of that make that interesting.
Yeah.
Of all the people who are looking for national leadership, Rahm Emanuel has been the most kind of out there saying, you know what, the orthodoxy that we have had as a party in the direction we're driving is actually creating the 80-20 America. And that if we ever want a Democratic to get elected again, we need a leader whose policies actually have to at least get us back to 50-50.
Hmm. Yeah, that's an interesting perspective on it. What I mean, if you were a betting man, would you think in the next 2 weeks this will be decided one way or the other?
Well, I think the 2 weeks is certainly enough time to see if the Iranians will actually come to the table. Look, I never thought the Iranians would come to the table because in this part of the world, if you admit weakness, that is an incredibly dishonorable. I mean, you're really undermining the credibility of the regime. And the Iranians, just the thought that they would publicly make an open deal and then humiliate themselves like that, to me, is tantamount to just saying, you know, we're done here. But
yeah.
It's much more likely that they might quietly make a bunch of agreements and just things would go, you know, kind of. So I think it's more likely to either kind of whimper out or the regime collapses.
All right. Well, we shall see, my friend. Hey, Jim, always great having you on. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks for having me.
All right. Jim Carafano there. We got his phone situation straightened out thanks to Drew over there, who was quick on his feet. Thank you for that. Coming up, Congressman Bob Onder on the Capitol beat and that big decision on transgender surgeries for minors.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.